What's up, everyone? Welcome to the January 13th edition of DraftKings Tournament Plays presented by Jack Market. I'm your host, Adam Scherer. You can find me on Twitter at ShipMyMoneyDFS. And as a reminder, use the code AWESOMO and receive a 100% deposit bonus up to $50 on your first deposit to Jack Market. Today, we're going to take a look at five of the top tournament options on DraftKings. Keep in mind, it's early in the day. There's going to be plenty of news, even though it's only a five-game slate. Ownership projections and player projections are going to change. Be sure to tune into the deeper dive and live before lock from 5:30 p.m. Eastern until tip for more up-to-date news. But for now, an early look at five of the top tournament options. Starting at number five, Steph Curry projected for 8% ownership with a 10% chance of being in the optimal lineup. He's $11,200, point guard only. It's difficult to prioritize Curry on this slate because there's an abundance of other pay-up options that look a little bit better. Giannis Antetokounmpo is a better per-minute guy. Nikola Jokic produces at a higher rate than Curry. You're potentially going to have a shorthanded Brooklyn squad where maybe James Harden is playing without Durant and Kyrie, which would make him a better fantasy producer than Curry. But all of that also serves to drive down the projected ownership on Curry. And it's still only a five-game slate. We know that even if his average projection is a little bit lower than those other top-tier players, Curry's still capable of being the highest scorer on any given slate. All he has to do is get hot from three, and that's certainly not much of an issue for Curry. So projected for less than 10% ownership looks like a high upside way to add a contrarian piece to your tournament lineups. Number four, Terrence Mann's projected for 6% ownership, 13% chance of being in the optimal lineup. Mann came off the bench to start the last game. He also had come off the bench two games ago, but then he replaced Nicholas Batum in the starting lineup in the second half last game. I don't know if he will start tonight's game or not, but the Clippers have typically found ways to get Mann minutes, regardless of if he starts or comes off the bench. It's likely that you get at least 28 to 30 minutes from him tonight. He's averaged about three quarters of a fantasy point per minute this season. He is $5,200 with point guard and small forward eligibility. Not necessarily the highest upside play, but he's very low owned and could play himself into some more minutes than people are expecting. Number three, Ivica Zubac, 16% chance of being in the optimal lineup, 15% projected ownership. He's a $4,400 center. His playing time is inconsistent, but I think that he's being a little bit undervalued on this slate because he only played about 10 minutes last game. He picked up four fouls in those 10 minutes. Typically, you can expect at least 24 or 25 minutes from Zubac, if not more. There's certainly a chance for him to get 27 or 28 minutes tonight. He's averaged 0.97 DraftKings points per minute this season. So when he's able to stay on the floor, he's been a good fantasy producer. It's just a matter of how many minutes is he going to play. At $4,400 and relatively low ownership, it's not a bad spot to find out. Number two, Anthony Edwards projected for 12% ownership with a 17% chance of being in the optimal lineup. He's shooting guard and small forward eligible at $8,100. In the games that he's played with D'Angelo Russell and Karl Anthony Towns this season, Edwards has averaged about 35.5 minutes per game. He's averaged 1.15 DraftKings points per minute, and he has a 27% usage rate. While you can't count on the same level of production as when Russell or Towns are out, there's still a very, very high ceiling for Edwards at a mid-range price tag. And number one, the top tournament option on the slate as it stands right now, Nikola Jokic is projected for 20% ownership with a 23% chance of being in the optimal lineup. He's a $12,500 center. He has averaged 1.79 DraftKings points per minute and 33.3 minutes per game in the games that he's played without Michael Porter Jr. and with Will Barton this season. That makes him the highest projected player on tonight's slate. Working against Jokic is that you have some other very good centers, even though there are only five games. You have Yusuf Nurkic playing without McCollum, Lillard, and Norman Powell, in addition to Anfernee Simons. He's going to look like a top option. You have Nicholas Claxton questionable for the Nets. If he's ruled out, you're potentially getting another start for a $3,300 Daron Sharpe. He would look fantastic. And in that case, it's going to make it more difficult to get to Jokic when you can get similarly projected players at other positions in Giannis, in potentially James Harden. Even if they don't look quite as good as Jokic, the opportunity cost at their respective positions isn't as high. But all of that said, we don't have news on Claxton yet. He could be in, which would be a positive relatively for Jokic. And either way, Jokic is going to be the highest projected player on the slate, so he's never going to be a bad play. Getting the top projected guy at 20% ownership on a five-game slate is certainly still appealing. So to recap, the top five tournament options as it stands right now on DraftKings: number five, Stephen Curry; number four, Terrence Mann; number three, Ivica Zubac; number two, Anthony Edwards; and number one, Nikola Jokic.